Mindfulness Mode.
Hey, Mindful Tribe, welcome to the show once again. Today, I'm talking about the power of mindful breathing. Today's episode is a solo episode. I'm really happy to bring you, and I just wanted to share with you some of the practical ways to use breathing to help you in your everyday life. And we talk about it a lot, but we can't talk about breathing too much. It's just one of those things that a lot of times we overlook and we think, man, like breathing, it's so simple. We all do it. Like, how come it can't be a big deal, can it? Well, it can be a big deal in that it can really help you through stress and anxiety. It can really help you to decrease any of that excessive anxiety that you have in your life. So that's why I decided to focus on the power of mindful breathing today. So let's talk about some of the benefits. You know, mindful breathing really is something that can help you right here, right now, today. It can totally help with stress. It can help you improve your focus, and it can help you clear your mind. It's literally like a superhero for your brain. It really can help you. And I'm going to share some simple breathing exercises for you to try out. And they're really like little tricks to help you feel calm and focused. And I'm telling you something, they really, really work. You can try diaphragmatic breathing, you can try box breathing, or you can just pay close attention to your breath, and it's that easy. It's that straightforward. So I'm going to give you some examples of box breathing and diaphragmatic breathing and how you can specifically do that. But mindful breathing in everyday life is something that you can just add to your daily routine. You can do it during quick breaks at work or at school or whatever you're doing. You can just take, even if it's like 2 minutes, you can just look at focusing on your breathing. You could do it while riding the bus. You could do it while driving, as long as you pay close attention to the task at hand, to your driving. You know, don't get into a meditative state where you're not focused on the driving. Or you could do it right before bedtime. It's simple. You can do it practically anywhere and anytime. So here are some secrets that I can share with you regarding mindful breathing for stress relief. It's really like something that you might even be amazed. I think you will be amazed at how much it can really make a difference for you in your life. So I just want to dig right in and talk about this specifically. And I know that when I was about 11 years old, I was asked to play the accordion at a function. And it was like some kind of a special event, and I was really scared because I had not played out in public very much, and I was like, oh gosh, I've practiced a lot, but I don't want to make a mistake. And I was just nervous, like you can imagine that I might be. And so I just decided to do some deep breathing and just really quietly focus on my breath, and that's what helped me get through this. That's what helped me deal with that anxiety. And then I just felt more relaxed, and I went ahead and did the playing, and it went well, and I felt really good about it. But there are 4 points that I'm going to talk about specifically about the breathing. And the first one is the psychological impact of mindful breathing. And you see, mindful breathing triggers the relaxation response in the body that activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And maybe that's more than you need to know, you know, because you don't have to know the technical aspect of it, but maybe you're a person who wants to. And it just really can cause that to make such a difference. And that I mentioned diaphragmatic breathing can reduce cortisol levels, so you feel less stressed, and it can promote a sense of calm, and it counteracts the psychological effects of stress. So here is a diaphragmatic breathing exercise right now. So here's what you do. You find a comfortable position. And if you're in a situation now where you can do it right along with me, that's perfect. Find a comfortable position. Sit in a like a comfortable chair or cross-legged on the floor, just in whatever way makes you feel comfortable. But make sure your back is straight and that your shoulders are relaxed. So put one hand on your chest and the other hand on your abdomen. It doesn't matter which hand is which, just below your rib cage, your abdomen just below your rib cage. This will help you feel the movement of your diaphragm. And now begin. So you're in position. Now inhale slowly. Inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your abdomen to expand, and you will feel your diaphragm moving downward as your lungs fill with air. Try to keep your chest still during this phrase. So try not to do chest breathing. It's your diaphragm that's moving. It's your hand down lower on your body that is moving. And then exhale slowly. And exhale completely through your mouth, feeling your abdomen contract. The hand on your chest should remain relatively still, but the hand on your abdomen will move in as you are exhaling that air. And then you just simply repeat. You continue this slow and controlled breathing pattern, inhaling through your nose, allowing your abdomen to rise, and exhale through your mouth, feeling your abdomen fall. So focus on the breath. As you breathe, just notice the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your body. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breath. So practice this exercise regularly. Aim for 5 to 10 minutes of diaphragmatic breathing. You can gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable with the technique. And this breathing exercise will help activate your body's relaxation response, and it will promote a sense of calm and stress reduction. So this is a great practice to incorporate into your daily routine, especially moments of heightened stress or when you need to center yourself and get grounded. So there are different times in my life that I can remember, and I already shared one, but there are quite a number of times that I have, you know, just really decided to use this breathing technique to help me. And one was, you know, when I started doing my anti-bullying work, and I was waiting off, you know, the side of the stage before I would come out. And at that point, I could be pretty nervous. And I'd just do some deep breathing, just like I've just described. And even if it was only for 1 minute, and then I felt more grounded and more centered, and then I'd come bursting out and the lights would come on and the soundtrack of my opening song would come on, and I'd start singing, and it was just the beginning of a really exciting presentation, and the audience just loved it, and so did I. It was really, really fun. And so now I'm going to share with you a box breathing exercise. So box breathing is also known sometimes as square breathing, and it's a simple, but very effective technique. And here's what you can do to practice it. So again, get in a comfortable seated position. You can sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor and your hands resting on your knees. And breathe in slowly through your nose. So again, I'm going to encourage you to breathe in through your nose. But if this isn't something you can do, because some people find that very difficult, some people find that their nose passages, nasal passages are kind of plugged. So if you can't do it, don't worry. Don't be dismayed about that. Just breathe in through your mouth. But if you can breathe in through your nose, do that. Count to four as you take in the breath, and imagine filling your lungs completely. Just imagine that. Have that image in your mind that your lungs are just completely filling up. Then hold your breath. just pause. So at the top of your inhale, hold the breath for a count of four. Keep your lungs comfortably filled with air during this pause, and then breathe out. So you're exhaling slowly and completely through your mouth for a count of four. Focus on emptying your lungs entirely, and then pause again. Pause again for four beats. And then do it all over again. Repeat the cycle. And continue this breathing exercise, inhaling for four counts, holding for four counts, exhaling for four counts, and then holding for four counts. So focus on the pattern, and as you practice, just focus your mind on the rhythmic and repetitive pattern of the breath. Let go of any distracting thoughts and concentrate on the sensation of your breath. And I encourage you to practice this regularly. Aim to practice box breathing for 5 to 10 minutes. You can adjust the count based on your comfort level, but maintaining equal counts for each phase is the key to this. And box breathing is a great technique for promoting relaxation, reducing stress, and enhancing focus. You can use it as a quick exercise during any moment of tension, or make it a part of your daily mindfulness routine. So I know when I was 17 years old, I remember this situation where I was out driving. I was going to a concert, and I drove two or three of my friends to the concert. And when we came out of the concert, it was a very, very thick fog. And I got in to drive my friends home. It was about a 45-minute drive. And wow, I was stressed out because it was very, very difficult to see. And I just remember that I just started doing deep breathing. And I thought, you know, I'm going to just take it one step at a time, and I'm going to breathe deeply and be as relaxed as I can with the breathing, because I was feeling tension in my neck, my shoulders, and I thought it's not going to help me to feel all this tension and stress. And so I found that the deep breathing really helped me with that particular thing. So it can help you too. And these two breathing methods that I've gone over are both excellent. And just remember that sometimes we just forget about the fact that using some of these breathing methods can really help us to be less stressed, to be more relaxed. And I just encourage you to use these in your life. And I want to thank you for listening to the Mindfulness Mode podcast. Thank you so much. And I just encourage you to tune in next time. And I'm going to be sharing with you an interview I did very recently with a musician. And I just was fascinated because he started playing his instrument when he was only 2 years old. And then he just, his whole life has been about music and playing, performing. And I think you're going to really enjoy the mindfulness of my guest, who is going to be coming on the next podcast episode. So with that, take what we've learned today to reach new heights of calm, focus, and happiness. Stay in the mode.